live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 251. I'm your host, Brandon Reif. I'll be joined by my co-host here, Jonathan Birdsong, momentarily. Good show this evening. We've got basketball heavy, NBA playoffs. We'll be starting up. We've got the play-in games, a second set of the playoff games. The play-in games will be tonight. This basically is the loser leaves town match. We've got two of those tonight. We've got Bulls Raptors, and we've got Pelicans and Oklahoma City Thunder tonight. Those two games will be this evening. We've got talks with the Indiana Pacers. Kevin Pritchard had his season-ending press conference. So did Rick Carlisle, and then we'll talk them tonight. Other news and notes from around the NBA, the association, we'll talk that. Indianapolis Colts and the NBA and the NFL draft coming up soon, so we'll talk that. Take some calls as well this evening. My host, as always, Jonathan Birdsong. JB, how are you this week?
Man, hanging in there, man. Still looking for my dog, man. But
We're still looking, people.
Right, we're still looking. There's still a reward out. But, you know what I'm saying, all that aside, ready to talk some sports night, you know what I'm saying, sports tonight. I know we got to. I know you went down the rundown. I know we got to. I just want to chime in a little bit. I know we got to, you know what I'm saying, kind of go over the Masters, how that all kind of played out this past weekend. And like Brandon said, we're talking a little NFL, NBA playoffs, and NFL draft as well, man. So I can't wait to dive right in, man. Whatever you want to jump right into first.
Yeah, let's talk Masters. Let's do Masters. That way we can put a bow on that. The Masters this past weekend, you can call it three, four different courses that were playing conditions that we had this week, with great weather on Thursday and then rainy and windy and cold on Friday and Saturday. Saturday they had to cancel, and then you get up Sunday morning at 8 and you basically play damn near 30 holes of golf on Sunday for the championship. Brooks Koepka was your leader for basically all three rounds. Looked like he could do no wrong. Jokes aside about the LIV guys only playing 54 holes, Brooks fell apart. I won't say fell apart. Brooks just didn't finish on Sunday. Jon Rahm, who hung in there besides the four putted on the first hole on Thursday. The old Jon Rahm would have probably collapsed there and been pissed off with his attitude and everything, and would have struggled the rest of the tournament. But Jon Rahm be able to pull it together, and the Spaniard was able to pick up his first green jacket on Sunday, pulling away in a going-away fashion, won by four strokes. Jon Rahm is your Masters champion. John, did you catch any of the Masters?
Yeah, I caught plenty of them. I also caught Saturday when the damn tree fell.
Yeah.
And that's crazy, man, because correct me if I'm wrong, Brandon, you can't, like, to attend the Masters, you can't have your cell phone on you. Right?
Correct.
So, like, man, you know, like, nobody, I don't know, man. That's something you want to kind of catch on film or something like that, man. But, like, no, man, the elements, as it first started out, wasn't necessarily, you know what I'm saying, in golfers' favor or the fans that were there in tennis' favor at all, right? But, like, no, man, I thought Colin Morikawa, I thought, you know what I'm saying, I didn't necessarily think he was going to win. I, you know what I'm saying, I'm always high on the youth, right, you know what I'm saying, but I didn't think he was going to win, but I think he showed, I thought he showed a pretty good showing this weekend. I was looking for George Spieth to be a riser, and that necessarily didn't happen.
Well, he did. He finished his top five.
Well, I was thinking like win. Brandon, I'm sorry.
Right. It was pretty much a two-horse race for the most part.
Yeah, Brooks Koepka, man, what happened? I think, correct me if I'm wrong, man, you know what I'm saying, his putting just kind of went abysmal.
Yeah, he didn't make any putts. Really, Jon Rahm made some pressure putts, and Brooks really didn't just, you know, it's almost like he tried to just protect the lead, not try to attack it. And
right.
When you do that at Augusta, it doesn't bode well.
Yeah, it didn't. But you know what? Overall, the whole weekend didn't feel like a WCW versus WWF. You know what I'm saying? Those guys are our friends. You know what I'm saying? It didn't feel like that. You know, so great golf weekend. Yeah, John Rahm becomes immortalized because, like, now he's, like, the first only European that's ever won the U.S. Open and the Masters. You know what I mean? So he has that added to his resume, man. So the Masters, man, again, just like, would you call the Super Bowl of golf?
Yes, I would call that the Super Bowl of golf, yes.
So, yeah, man, so, John Rahm already, you know what I'm saying?
Rory didn't make the cut, just atrocious, because Rory, you know, looking for that grand slam of victories and thought it could have been here and just pissed the bed, really. Just really, really bad. Didn't make the cut. Tiger Woods made the cut and then had to stop. And we knew Tiger looked bad. And when it's – I told you before, cold and rain does not do Tiger well. And that was what was the case. So Tiger's back out. And the crazy story, John, I don't know if you heard this, but Jason Day was telling it last year at the PGA Championship. Tiger, while playing, and you know his legs got like a bionic leg after his accident, a screw pierced through his skin and out of his foot during the round, which he played and finished before he withdrew in that tournament. But just a crazy story there. But Tiger withdrew. He'll probably be back. I don't think he'll be back for the PGA Championship, which is in about a month from now, is the next major. But I do expect him at the U.S. Open, which will be in June. So looking at Tiger to come back there. But overall, John, Phil Mickelson stepped up. Phil had a great shot, 8-under in the final round to finish tied for second. It's kind of good to see old Phil come out there and play and be able to compete. Yeah, the live stuff, I don't really think there was too much. Sam Bennett, the amateur, going out there first three rounds basically and hanging in there. First two rounds being the second place, fell a little bit in the third, and then the fourth round it just kind of got to him, as it would do for an amateur guy. But he went back to Texas A&M on Monday, and I don't know, he was supposed to play 36 holes in a tournament and carry his own bag Monday, so I don't know if he ended up doing that or not. But shout out to Sam Bennett from Texas A&M for him playing well. So this weekend's the RBC Heritage Classic. Typically, this tournament does not get any of the big golfers because they're just coming off of that major. And yes, now, going before this season started, the PGA has made an exception and said this is one of the few tournaments that you have to play. And if you don't, you have a chance to be like lose out on money. And you're allowed to miss one of these tournaments a year. This would be Rory McIlroy's second tournament because he did withdraw. But the rest of the big-name golfers, your John Rahms, your, you know, I won't say Brooks Koepka because he's in live, but your John Rahms and your other big PGA guys, Xander Schauffele, Colin Morikawa, those type of guys will be in this tournament this weekend. So, yeah, we got another great tournament with all the big names in there, basically.
So, can't wait, man. Our eyes will be on it.
Shout out next week. We meet with Coach Mike Fleck, Ball State Golf. They're having a heck of a season so far. They set the team, their school record for a score in the Butler Invite a couple weeks ago and got first place. So we'll catch Coach Fleck. He's been traveling up and down the United States, it seems like. I've been keeping an eye on it. So we'll see. I do need at some point check on Reggie Sykes' golf game because I'm not sure where he's at and how much he's been playing.
Oh, wow.
But we do need to check on that. I mean, I haven't got the call to play with him yet. I've played a few rounds myself, but I haven't got the call to play with him. So I don't know if my number's been lost or what. So we'll see on that. So, John, I want to switch gears. It's that favorite time, one of my favorite times of the year.
College basketball.
The NBA playoffs. And I got to stop the there's
don't
going to be a copyright
trouble.
Violation.
Yeah.
We don't own the rights
don't
for that, but
trouble.
Thank you, NBC. NBA, NBC, shout out. NBA playoffs, John, starting up this coming weekend. We've had the play-in games. Play-in games started last night. The first one,
hey,
I ain't mad to see the Miami Heat get that ass beat by the Atlanta Hawks. I'm just going to throw that out there right now. It was kind of in Miami. There's a beat down in Miami. The Hawks win that one. Crazy, crazy game. It kind of seemed like every time the Heat tried to make a run, the Hawks had a counterpunch. Clint Capella, Trey Young, John Collins. And then on the late game, Lakers had to make a comeback, John. They made their comeback, and then Anthony Davis fouls at the end of regulation, gives Lawrence North product Mike Conley three free throws to tie it. Goes Lakers somehow find their way to get the dub. Lakers will go and play Memphis in the first round. So thoughts on those two games last night?
Just that there's probably going to be a lot of change coming in Miami. I don't think a coaching change or anything like that. But think about it, man. Somebody brought it to my attention. How long has Eric Spoelstra been the front? I mean, is he working to be the next Jerry Sloan? He's been there a long time as the head coach. But I think there's going to be some change that's coming, turnover change coming with Miami. However far they might go or can't go. Just guys aren't – I mean, they're one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the league. And in this league, you can't have that. I mean, I know, you know, saying teams feel like to play inside out, and teams feel like to have a good mid-range guy, and that's what the Miami Heat have in Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler. But, you know what I'm saying, these other guys, you know what I'm saying, they have to shoot. And, like, they overpaid Duncan Robinson, right? And Tyler Hero, I know he's in and out of the lineup or whatnot, but, you know what I'm saying, again, that hasn't looked like was supposed to look like. So there's other pieces that they can kind of – we can kind of chip, you know what I'm saying, chip it, you know what I'm saying, and point the finger at. But, nah, man, the Miami Heat, that was a dud, man. Against the Atlanta Hawks team, like, who should fear that, right, when the chips are aligned, man. So when you talk about the Lakers, if they didn't win that game, Brandon, I would have been hugely disappointed, man, because Minnesota is a team of dysfunction. Minnesota.
Yeah, talk about that dysfunction a little bit.
Yeah, in Minnesota, it's debatable. Didn't they even have their full, arsenal of best players to have out there? I don't think he didn't play. Jaden McDaniel didn't play, and Rudy Gobert didn't play. So, again, no excuses, because they have youth on their side, the Minnesota Timberwolves versus, like, we were talking about against the Lakers. But just a lot of bad basketball on both sides I saw last night against Minnesota and the Lakers. And the Lakers just kind of squeaked it out because, ultimately, I mean, they do have a closer in LeBron James, and he's going to make the right pass. I mean, Dennis Schroeder's not a chump, right? So again, but the Lakers, man, anybody think that the Lakers going to make just some type of magical run? Now, again, they're playing a very dysfunctional, another dysfunctional, youthful team in Memphis. But if the Lakers can't figure out how to get offense, like, easy, even in this, Brandon, everybody knows how I'm super critical of this league and how, like, Ole defenses are. So if you can't get offense in this league, goodness gracious, right? But again, that series could go six games, and it shouldn't even go six. Memphis is sweet, the Lakers. They're that good, but they have deficiency because Steven Adams is not playing. And, again, they still got some immaturity themselves.
How annoying is Rudy Gobert? I mean, first off, the whole situation happened with COVID a couple years ago, yeah. And then him getting into it with Donovan Mitchell, and then basically Minnesota giving up every single asset to get this guy, and then in a game that does not matter because they're already set for the play-in, you get in a fight with your own teammate and your team's biggest game of the year, you're sitting. You ain't playing. To me, if you got to do – I mean, we may have to bring back the awards that we used to do, but we got to do scumbag of the year. I mean, Rudy Gobert's got to be the candidate. Sorry.
Man, him and Ben Simmons are going to be playing on a team of two, man, because Rudy Gobert, man, like – I couldn't. Nobody and no real other teammate kind of like came to his aid or anything in that whole little scuffle that he had with Ryan Anderson, man. Like, what's going to happen to him? He's going to get traded again? No, man. They kind of stuck with Rudy Gobert, to be honest with you. So,
I don't know why they traded for him when you have Cat.
Because, you know what, Brandon? Okay, this newfangled NBA says that Karl-Anthony Towns is a power forward and he should be taking outside shots.
Okay.
More outside shots than he's taking. Then let Rudy Gobert worry about all the interior problems, the rebounding and all that. It sounds good, but you know what? Karl-Anthony Towns is kind of like a tweener. He's kind of like a center and a power forward. And he kind of has to play power forward. It's kind of better for them. Like, Rudy Gobert kind of is out there on the island, man. He really has no offense because he can't shoot. I mean, Roy Hibbert could probably outshoot, Gobert right now.
Yeah, man.
Gobert defensively is a difference. He's a difference maker. Miles Turner wish he could block shots like Rudy Gobert. And that's no shade to Miles Turner because Miles Turner blocks a whole lot of shots. But Gobert just kind of shows up. Gobert's got I get it, man. He's got a fiery nature and heart and brain. I get it, man. But, like, you pissing off franchises now, man. I don't know, man.
Big scumbag, I think, personally. Sorry.
Damn, scumbag.
Damn.
Yeah. He'll never be a Pacer.
It's reached that level with him.
He'll never
be a Pacer. John, looking ahead tonight, by the way, for the Lakers, and we'll talk the series when we go through them. I'll talk Lakers when we do Lakers Grizzlies. Tonight, two games. You got the Bulls heading up to Toronto to take on the Raptors. So much about Nick Nurse, Coach of the Year, Nick Nurse this, Nick Nurse that. Basically, he's playing not to get fired tonight. Literally.
Mm-hmm.
So that how much has went there. I kind of like the Bulls tonight to win this game. At the Toronto, and then the Pelicans and Thunder on the other side in New Orleans. I think it's wild that the Thunder are in this game, that the Thunder are the 10 seed. I'm really, you know, obviously they back, not, I won't say they backed their way in, but I'll say the Mavericks backed their way out of it.
Right.
And I got into a little tough on Twitter with Decott, who's, I don't know what Kool-Aid he's drinking currently, but, you know, Kyrie sabotaged that team. I'm just going to say it. He can be the biggest Luka hater he wants, but, you know, they were in it. They traded for Kyrie.
Certain fans just look at the production a guy has at the beginning, from the start of the game to the end of the game, and they kind of try to ignore. I don't know how you can ignore anything that's happened in Dallas. That's a hot mess express. That's a hot mess express sandwich, man. There's no way. Like, I get it, man. When nice he does play, you get 37 points, you know what I mean, or whatever, man. But I don't know, man. But you're right. That they ruined their chances. You're right. Oklahoma City Thunder. I think the Oklahoma City Thunder is what I thought that's what the Pacers kind of wanted to do this year. Be young and get into the playoffs. Because, again, man, you know, so this city, Indianapolis, deserves, you know what I'm saying, some basketball. And you know what I'm saying, going into late April. But, Oklahoma City Thunder, they're led by, who's my guy? I can't, SGA. I don't want to jack up his name, man. SGA. He's the small forward, man, that the Pacers probably could wish they could, you know, say, trade all five of their little first-round picks they have next year coming up and get him, man. But that's not going to happen, man. But, like, nah, man, he's turned into a fine. You know what, Brandon? On this team, he's the 1A guy. On a realistic championship team, he's probably number two, a solid number two.
Right.
You know what I mean? But Oklahoma, you know, what is, I mean, Oklahoma, again, surprised with their, because, again, they still own pieces of the lottery coming up in the next three seasons, you know what I mean, which is crazy to think about. But, like, no, man, I favor him in this game coming up tonight. But what's the Pelicans going to do?
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about Zion. I mean, the dude just wants to make money. He'll make money, but the dude ain't going to play. Like, unbelievable. He's been out, what, for the hamstring since January?
It's disappointing, man. And I'm a Zion Williamson guy, man, and it's disappointing, man. If you wonder what it is, then why? If you can't play an 18 game schedule, son, don't come out of college, man. You should have stayed at Duke and been playing. He would have been a senior this year, right? I think he'd been a senior this year. They would have won it with him. My goodness.
I that's another one that baffles me with him.
Brandon, he plays about 30 games, man. He still thinks he's in college. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Mavericks-wise, do you have a problem with what they did in contention for the thing? And the owner said, no, sit it out. That way we don't go to that spot and we lose that top whatever pick to the Knicks because it's protected.
Right, their city should be on fire, right? Because wouldn't it play playoff implications? Or wasn't
yeah.
No, man, their city should be on fire. And quite honestly, I know the commissioner kind of chimed in and with the media or whatever, but like if the owners and heads are on fire, then you know what I'm saying, what's the fan supposed to do? What's the fan supposed to say? You know what I mean? I don't know, Brandon. It's not like we can't be playing like this lottery pick. Like let's play for lottery pick games, man. Playoffs is important.
I didn't get it.
Now if you are back 10, okay, I get it. If you are back 5, I get it. But if it's one game or a half game, man, it's all hands on deck. Not we playing for the 10th pick. Who is he? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't get it, John. To me, it makes zero sense. And, besides the draft, I won't say it makes zero sense. It makes some sense, but typically if you can get in the playoffs, you get in the playoffs.
Brandon, I'm tired of Cuban. I'm tired of Cuban.
Oh!
I'm tired of Cuban.
Well, if he wants to donate to the show, Indiana alum.
He went to Indiana. I didn't go to Indiana. I'm from Indiana. He should have went to Ball State. He should have followed David Letterman. He couldn't. That's probably why.
Already going hot. Indiana Pacers, before we go the rest of it real quick. We'll do Pacers after this. Denver Nuggets are your number one seed. Denver Nuggets are going to take on the winner of either the Timberwolves or whoever wins tonight's game. I don't think the Nuggets will have an issue advancing after that in that first round series. Suns and Clippers, I think, is going to be a great series, John. I'm looking forward to it. I do think the Suns just have too much firepower, especially with a questionable Paul George. I don't know if he's coming. I haven't seen anything coming back or not, but KD's playing.
I haven't seen anything.
Right? KD playing or is he out? I haven't seen anything on that either.
I've seen Durant playing, but Paul George is no go.
Hey, can I put my hot take to you?
Oh, man, here we go. It's going to be some Paul George shade.
No. It's going to be more towards KD. I had a dream the other night, and I woke up about 4 a.m. or so. I woke up, and I had a realization. Kevin Durant is never going to win another NBA title in his career.
Damn.
Never.
My goodness.
He had his two. That's it. He ain't getting another one. It's a wrap. Sorry.
I can see that, man. Phoenix ain't winning no championship.
I can't, too. I think that's why I had the dream. He's not going to win another one. Can't.
Phoenix ain't winning no championship. People going to call you, right? Man, I know the type of people on live right now losing their mind. If they aren't, man, they should call in at 929-477-3231. We'd love to hear from them. But Brandon said Kevin Durant will never another win another championship right now. And I'm going to agree with it. Because I've been saying this. Brandon's seen the light now. I've said it since when he went to Brooklyn. I said it when he went to Brooklyn. We can roll the tape from from show 175.
Yeah.
But like, no, man. Once they hear this, Brandon, they're gonna lose their mind, man. Because people automatically believe that Phoenix is gonna win the everything out west. And I think Denver.
I just put it on Twitter too. So it's John.
Awesome.
It's not gonna happen, man. Look at that. Let's just look at him. It's not. Dude can't stay healthy for one.
Right.
He had his shot to get it in Brooklyn when he had his foot was just a little bit too long.
Chris Paul. And you need Chris Paul to be his old self, too.
there's too many factors for that team. They have to play so many. They got to play so great, and it ain't going to happen. So the next one, John, the Kings and the Warriors, the three seed Kings, the six seed Warriors.
My goodness.
I think this will go. Give me
battle for California.
Five games. It'll go five games. So, Warriors win.
I got the Warriors winning because they still the Warriors. They love the Warriors down there in Sacramento, but Sacramento is thirsty for playoff basketball. And guess what? Sabonis, former Pacer, is now there, and they got playoff basketball, man. You know, so long as they don't. But here's what, Brandon. This is gonna be some crazy ass scoring, high scoring games, man. Neither one of these teams get after it, man. Defensively, man. So we might see a one. The average, we might see a 125 game, for real.
Yeah.
135 game. With
I just don't. And then the next one.
He's gonna look like an all star though, playing against Golden State.
Nobody's giving the Kings a shot, right? I mean. The Warriors are still the Warriors.
Or to win a game. To win a game or to win two
well,
games.
Well, it's funny because the series-wise, of the four series right now that had odds as of yesterday morning before the play-in games, the Warriors were minus 290 to win the series over the Kings as a six seed. So I will say, John, and it's just because I'm looking at value. I did sprinkle some money on. I put $50 on the Warriors to win the NBA championship at +950.
Wow. From a 60?
Yeah.
Wow.
+950, John.
Shit. Pardon my French.
That will get me.
You really don't believe in Kevin Durant, y'all. Y'all hear this? A 60.
No.
Kevin Durant is playing with Devin Booker, Eraserhead from UK. Everybody knows this.
Stop
he might have had a couple good games. He had a couple good games. Who else is on that team? DeAndre Ayton? What is he showing us?
Hey, John, that $50 I put for the Warriors to win the title. If they win the title, I win $525.
All right, man. There you go.
And what I will do, we're looking at houses. If I win this bet and the Warriors, and hopefully it's beforehand, and then I'll hold my bet. If the Warriors win the title and I win this bet and we get dude back, the money from this payout at $525 will go towards the reward.
All right, man.
You hear it? You hear it?
I hear it, man.
That's what we'll do. But, they're looking. I just think the Warriors are looking. Look at the Grizzlies and Lakers, John. I've gone back and forth. At first, I thought Lakers, they're going to get it. They'll win this series against the Grizz. Much wildness, craziness going on. John Morant,
yeah.
Dylan Brooks talking his mess. And there's that video that keeps going around about the Lakers and the Grizz last time they played and pissing LeBron and AD off and whatnot. But the Grizz are just deeper. And yes, the problem is, can AD stay healthy in a best of seven series? That's my concern. He may play well in two games and then get hurt, and then that's a wrap. So I keep flip-flopping on this series back and forth. I can see both of them winning it. But I just think the Grizz probably get it done. It's crazy I'm saying that. But
Brandon, when did the Memphis Grizzlies go from that young team to everybody kind of – now they're a clown show, man. Did you see Desmond Bane? I'm sorry, Dylan Brooks?
Yeah.
What's going on here, man? This dude's out here walking around like Superfly. I'm like, man.
Something, man.
You a free agent, and this is what you're doing? You got your hair out here pressed? You trying to win an NBA championship? Do you think Larry Bird, because Michael Jordan can't, you think Larry Bird would come to the daggone championship game with pressed hair.
Look,
it's almost a national embarrassment, man. I damn near sound like Whitlock now.
Oh no!
Never. But I can't believe it, man.
Now.
The championship. This is supposed to be a championship contending team. Star player has got XYZ elemental P going on off court with criminal activity, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, the other ancillary pieces, they do their thing. They are some great. Bane is out here. You know what I'm saying? He's a good player. Tillman out here, he's a good player. But then they get into the other, like, clown. They know ESPN is watching. Then they want to start arguments and podcast wars with Draymond Green and now probably Crossroads Sports because I didn't call the dude out for having a daggone silky perm when he's probably supposed to be like, dude, focus on the game, man. We want you to focus on the game, man. I hope they listen. I hope you call Crossroads Sports out. Call us out. Because I'm going to tell you about your game, man. Draymond Green's up here playing you for a fiddle, man, because he's already in your head. But right. You be in your head with that. Jackson Jr. is probably potentially going to be, Jaren Jackson Jr. probably potentially going to be a defensive player of the year. He doesn't seem like a me guy, right?
It ain't going to be Miles?
Stop it. Miles Turner, stop it. No, man, Jaren Jackson Jr. is probably
between. Don't take the bait. Don't take the bait.
Big Twin now, and Big Twin up in Milwaukee. But, like, no, man, Memphis on paper should blow the Lakers out of the water. And it's probably going to go 7 games.
And who wins?
The Kings going to put on his crown in Memphis. It's going to be incredible.
Okay. And we ain't talking about Martin Luther.
LeBron James is coming.
I know. That's what I said. We ain't talking Martin Luther or Elvis either. We're talking the other
We're going to get in trouble. We're going to get banned in Memphis. Well, you know, Coach Katrina ain't there no more, so we can
wouldn't
talk
be the first time. I do want to talk odds, John. Series prices right now in the West. Suns are a -600 to beat the Clippers. So that's telling me that they're not expecting anything from Paul George. -600. Warriors, I said, was -290. Give me a second, and I will get your other ones right now. Playoff series props. Playoff series. The Lakers are +120 to win the series. Memphis is -140. So you can get good money, plus money. You bet $10, you win $12 if you bet on the Lakers to win the series. I will say the Suns has went down. It was, when I wrote it down, -600. It's -525 now for Phoenix. The 76ers against Brooklyn, 76ers are -900. That has not changed. And then the Celtics are -1,000 against the Hawks. One series that I thought could be good, but I can see Cleveland knocking them off in 5 games. Cleveland, -200. Against the Knicks. So as we look, John, on the east side, you got the Celtics, and they don't have the Bucks ones up, obviously, because of the thing. But you got, let's go Bucks. They're going to take on the Heat or the Raptors or Bulls. Mm-hmm. We both don't see that being an issue. I think the Bucks easily get through there. Hawks
right.
and Celtics. I think the Celtics. I got the Celtics in the NBA title. I got them in the Warriors again.
Ooh.
Rematch.
Well, I got the Celtics advancing over the Hawks, man. What a disappointing year again, and it should be for the Atlanta Hawks. They should be in the mention of, like, why aren't you continuing to be Eastern Conference champion? And they burned through, like, how many coaches to get to this point. So
shout out,
they are what they are. They're an offensive-minded team. There's going to be monumental changes with this team next year. If it's a gentleman's sweep, I wouldn't be surprised 4-1.
Okay. 76ers and Nets. Ben Simmons, well, even though he's out, Ben Simmons gets to play his old team, 76ers, even though he won't be there. Sixers should dominate this series. I'm calling I won't say 4-0, but like you said, gentlemen sweep 4-1.
No, they should sweep the book. I mean, it's no shame. It's that
come on, don't give Spencer Dinwiddie some shade. He may throw up 39 in a dub.
They should want to put away the Brooklyn Nets. Understand the Brooklyn Nets have a very good core of players. They just don't necessarily have a superstar on their roster right now. So they'll have a great best effort out of Miles Bridges and Cam Thomas. We'll see some good basketball out of some of those guys. Obviously they're well coached by Jock Vaughn. Even if he did go to Kansas, you know what I'm saying? He spent all those years Popovich, either as a player, and he's worked his way up back to be, you know what I'm saying, a basketball coach. All the distractions are out of their way, you know what I'm saying? But again, man, they don't have enough to equate anything against Joel Embiid, who I think Brandon should be the MVP. If Joel Embiid doesn't have a stat line like this every night and average like 40, 10 and 8, then something went wrong. So I'm taking Philly to sweep.
Okay. And then let's see. Thoughts on Cavs and Knicks?
Kind of depends on the health of Julius Randle. I thought he was in and out of lineup by the last couple of games.
Can Brunson
can get it done, man. There really shouldn't be any question mark, anybody questioning on can he get done. Can whoever he's running with, can they hold until their end of the bargain? So it's good to have the Knicks back in the playoffs, right? And it's good, to have the Cleveland back in the playoffs as they are a team everybody kind of like peg as a super team, you know what I mean, whatever, when Donovan Mitchell went over there and some of the other pieces, because they're deep. Cleveland's deep. And that's probably what they have over the Knicks more so than anything. And that's no shade to, what's his name, Quigley, who I think probably flirting around with Sixth Man of the Year. Again, man, the Knicks had a good year. These are two teams that are kind of equally matched. It's kind of, for me, how far it goes depends on Julius Randle's health and his ability to stay on the floor. So I think Cleveland wins this game, probably wins this series, probably I can stick, Brandon.
Who, as of right now, April 12th, who do you like coming out of the West? Who do you like coming out of the East? And who is your champion as of right now before the playoffs start?
Coming out of the West, I'd say it's not out of the realm of the imagination that Golden State at the sixth seed, especially after we know they kind of injury managed their way and Steph's gameplay and have Clay. His gameplay as well. So, you know, the kid, I do believe he's back with the team, back from Minnesota. I think he's back with the team. I read that report. I know I was in and out of shame on me. Andrew Wiggins, he was a difference maker for sure for them last year, offensively and defensively, especially on the defensive rebounding tip. There's no reason why, you know what I'm saying, we shouldn't think Golden State shouldn't come out the West. I got the Warriors coming out of the West. I got them facing the Milwaukee Bucks, so long as Giannis stays healthy. The Bucks are the best team in the East. I get it, Boston is right there. But listen, man, we got Jaylen Brown and looking at the mirror like, man, I want to be here, but I don't want to be here because y'all like him more than me. Like, and that's terrible, man. But that's a real thing in this real culture right now, in the real sports culture of basketball. Like, who cares, man? You just went to the finals last year.
The Warriors don't care. Look what they're doing.
Man, they worried about who's the team it is, man. I don't think Klay Thompson cares that it's the Splash Brothers. He doesn't care. He's got Subway commercials commercialism too.
Do you think it helped that he was out 2 years? I think so a little bit.
What, you talking about ego? Or you talking about what?
Yes, ego. Because he's like, man, I've been hurt for years. I'm just now getting back into it. Let me.
They never. You feel about heck.
Durant was more butthurt about being with them than
Durant. Of course, of course. He took off. They let him have more shots when they let Durant into the team. I don't know, Brandon. These guys got to think about winning is the most important.
Not anymore, John. That's old school basketball, man. God. Winning ain't the number one thing anymore.
Your brand is? Oh, my goodness. Well, all
right. let me give you some odds. Right now, the Bucks are the favorite to win the title at plus 265. The Celtics are second best at 325. The Phoenix Suns are third at 420, plus 420. The 76ers are at plus 900. And then fifth is the Warriors at plus 950. And then the number one seed Nuggets at plus 1,100. Nobody believes in the Denver Nuggets. And then the Lakers just after them at plus 1,800 to win the title. The Grizzlies are less than the Lakers, less likely. So we'll see. I'm excited. I've got the Warriors out of the West. I've got the Boston Celtics in a rematch, and I've got the Warriors winning the title so I can make that that $500-some dollars that I can definitely use. So, Justin Powell asks, do the Suns have a shot? Not with Kevin Durant on that team. No. I'm not going to say they don't have a shot, but I'll repeat what I said. I had that dream, and I just put it on Twitter, so let the attackers – and I've already had four people like the tweet, so it means something. Kevin Durant will not win another NBA championship, period. So whether it's on the Suns or not on the Suns, they will not win. I think, John, they were a better team without Durant when they had Mikal Bridges and all them. Just my opinion.
They were definitely deeper, and they definitely had a little bit more options. So, like, he's got to play. That's the biggest thing. It can't just be Kevin's got to score 27 points. It's Kevin got a rebound. Kevin has to make the right defensive plays. Kevin has to make the right defensive switches. That's what has to happen, in order for them to make their way through this Western Conference, playoffs.
Okay. Indiana Pacers, John. We'll go to the Pacers news. First off, I want to do. So the Pacers, John, screwed themselves once again, as they always seem to do for a draft pick, that they beat the Knicks when they didn't need to. Idiots. Lost themselves. Now they got to have a coin flip for the seventh spot with the Wizards, which we know how Indiana and coin flips go. That never works out. So we'll see what happens there. But right now, John, the Pacers are slated as the seven or eight right now. They will be with the odds, whatever that'll end up being. Doug, we'll get to that. We got some NFL talk, so we'll definitely talk about the Lions. The lottery, John, you've got Victor Wembanyama, Scoot Henderson, Brandon Miller, the Thompson boys, Anthony Black, who just declared, these guys. So we're going to do we haven't done it in a while, our NBA Tankathon Pacers draft picks for the 2023 mock. So without further ado, we got the wrong one. We played the wrong. There we go. And with the ninth pick, this is worst case scenario, the ninth pick in the 2023 NBA mock draft, the Indiana Pacers select Grady Dick from Kansas University.
I'll fall out. It will never happen. He'll never play. He'll never play a game with the Pacers.
I hope not. I really hope not. And then the 26th pick. The Indiana Pacers select Marcus Sasser from Houston.
I'm not gonna be mad at that. I'm not gonna be mad at that. That is still a very long term. I won't say project, but that would still be a player that would have to mature into his NBA, NBA body and NBA position. But like, no, that wouldn't be that. That would be a very solid pick at pick 26, and I would not be mad at. And defensively, if that were to happen, Brandon, that's what the Pacers would need, because let's be honest, Pacers I think are top four and give them the points on the defensive side. So again, they would need a player like Sousa for sure.
And with the 29th pick in the 2023 NBA mock draft, the Indiana Pacers select Trayce Jackson-Davis, Indiana University.
I'm not going to lose my mind about that. Brandon, I ain't going to lose my mind about that, man. Why not? Why not, man?
Yeah. I mean, it can't hurt, right? If it worked for Dale, you got to work for him. And then we'll do the last one. With the 32nd pick in the NBA draft, mock draft, the Indiana Pacers select Noah Clowney, the power forward from Alabama.
Mm. I'm not going to lose my mind about that, man. I think probably what happens, Brandon, is that Kevin Pritchard probably tries to parlay at least three of these picks and tries to improve the team.
Did you hear what he said in his press conference yesterday? He goes, "We're not in the area right now that we are going to go out and draft five young guys to this team."
Yeah,
which should get Pacers fans excited.
Yeah, I think they try to parlay some of these young guy picks and probably bring in somebody who's probably been in the league two or three seasons already and is mature enough to come and wants to win, doesn't want to like ride the pine, and doesn't want to, you know, say develop. And that's probably that's the kind of deal he's looking for.
Yeah.
Now, a particular name in mind, I don't have one just yet, but Brandon, if you told me, and I know you just said, hey, man, you're telling about your brand. If you told me the Pacers needed a wing guy that can play defense, and if you told me that Jaylen Brown was a little pissed off and didn't want to play for the Boston Celtics anymore, I would say Pacers, take all your picks, including your number 8, if that's what it is. Maybe it's number 7. Who knows how the pink balls shake out?
He want to be here.
Shake out. I'm saying, hey man, Jaylen Brown, do you want to come play for the Pacers? Because guess what, man, that kind of player, if it's not Jaylen Brown, just things like that. That kind of player, maybe it's Tyrese Maxey. You know what I'm saying? Those kind of players kind of change the direction of, like, and they go, now you're talking playoffs instead of, oh, man, we got to wait two more seasons to get into a May postseason.
Yeah. Hell, would
you send pick 7? You send that. You trade for Jaylen Brown. Everybody would.
Yeah, but how does that mesh with Tyrese? Because you don't want to mess that up.
This is true. But I don't want to take pick 7 and Tim Hardaway Jr. I love Tim Hardaway.
And I don't even know if we're going to re-sign Buddy Hield. He was kind of mum on that when asked.
Well, hey, man, you want to talk about his press conference?
Yeah.
Was it a press conference or was it – tell the team listening to him, because I'm about to say everybody's name on the radio. They need to hear their name cascade through the airwaves, man. Because I didn't know what it was, man. I thought it was somewhat informative. I thought it was also he's not telling you the truth. He's telling you what he wants you to hear.
Right.
And
not like he wanted OG Anunoby before the trade deadline, and that kind of fell through.
Yeah,
he also wanted the my guy, Mikal Bridges.
So he's trying. He ain't necessarily trying what everybody else is thinking. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is thinking, like, ah, man, I know we can't get Kevin Durant. Well, no, nah, man. You need to be thinking about Miles Bridges, because, like, Miles Bridges would be a nice name, too, to come here to the Pacers as well, man. Hey man, I don't want to be super negative, man. There were some positives out of his presser. I don't necessarily like. Hey man, he was gassing up the players real hard, man. Gassing them up, man. I was like, oh my god, this dude
gets their trade value up.
he needs to work for Shell. But no, man, I do like him coming on, because everybody, all general managers don't do that and kind of and share their vision. I mean, the coach general manager, he comes on every now and then, but not to this level. I think he gave a lot. He gave the media a lot. He really did. Kevin Pritchard did. Like I said, and it was really like, if you're smart, Mark, like me and Brandon, there's a lot of nuggets that he shared, and you should, like, as a Pacer fan, you should ultimately, should like where the Pacers are going direction-wise. It's just that can he land all these, even these maybe promises, make, you know, same conversations. That is the most intriguing part of what I thought from this interview.
Okay. And then the last one, just for shits and giggles.
Oh my God, he's still drafting.
With the 47th pick in the mock draft, the Los Angeles Lakers select Zach Edey, Purdue University. John, what did you take from his tweet? Like, I'm saying it's not a I'm going. There's work to be done. The work's just getting started.
Maybe he's coaching, man. I don't know. I didn't get it.
Off the record, we need to get Coach Brantley. We need to find out what his thoughts are.
Oh, wow.
Is he staying? Is he going? We need to know. But here's my thing. When's the last time a National Player of the Year, a Wooden Award winner, and there's no news on it from the media whatsoever? Anybody else right now, it'd be SportsCenter lead story every single day until a decision was made.
Right. I guess, Brandon, it's kind of because the ever-changing landscape of how teams build their NBA rosters, man. A seven-foot guy like that used to be like, oh, Bill slam dunk, man. He's going to be number three, even if it's Sean Bradley. People will take a chance on him. And, like, now they're even saying, like, the NIL money is kind of funny on him coming back. Like, nobody's really going to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody's really, you know what I'm saying, showing him the jackpot of NIL money, man. Soon, at that point, that you become a professional basketball player, you can hire an agent if he hasn't already hired one. And as you know, there's more than just the NBA in the world of basketball. And there's, you know what I'm saying? I think there's also, Brandon, with his skill set, I think there might be a short-term NBA contract for him. But he, like, then, but like, this flip back and forth between college and the Twitter, I don't know, man. I think he's coming back. There's no way he's coming back.
Brandon Newman's going into the portal, leaving Purdue. And then there's mm-hmm. rumors going around right now that Cannon Catchings, Tamika Catchings' nephew,
mm-hmm.
it's just rumored, but is decommitting from Purdue. He's completely wiped his Instagram of everything Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
That
That's
would
not
be
a
huge.
Good sign.
That's not a good
That's
sign.
Not a good sign. Right.
They did get now Purdue did get a guy from. Who did Purdue just get? They just got a guy.
They just got a portal guy, did they not?
Yeah, give me a second. I had his name written down. Why is it not on here?
Going too fast.
Lance Jones from Southern Illinois.
Okay, he's real
14,
close. They've been scouting
yeah,
him.
14 points a game. Yeah, well, he's going to be brought in mainly for defense. He's a defensive guy, so defensive guard. So it looks like they're bringing him in for that. So we'll see what happens there. John, switching gears to the NFL, and I'm excited because it's that time of the year where on Facebook, our Facebook page, we get to start seeing Jonathan Birdsong's draft NFL draft breakdowns for picks.
Oh my goodness.
Players. I'm excited to see it this
yeah.
year.
Yeah,
the latest mock draft, John, that I have here,
mm-hmm.
CJ Stroud, number one to the Panthers.
What? No way.
Bryce Young to the Texans. Will Anderson to the Cardinals and Anthony Richardson to the Indianapolis Colts.
Okay.
Your thoughts.
Okay. My thoughts, and when you look at it like that, again, then if I'm Ballard, then I'm taking phone calls to see who wanted to pick at pick four, because we're not picking Anthony Richardson at pick four. That's a little bit of a stretch.
I don't even think you could take Will Levis at four. Neither one.
You know, Will Levis had a good junior campaign. If anybody remembers Kentucky in 2020 and Kentucky 2021, Will Levis is also a transfer from Penn State. He's kind of like got this factor where people want to put him in the Joe Burrow class. Hey, man, he didn't work out up here and he came down here. But guess what, man? Will Levis didn't win the championship with Kentucky like Joe Burrow did with LSU. So, but he did have a good transition from Penn State to Kentucky, except for this past season. This past season, it was, you know, I don't know why he didn't come back to school. He said go pro. Oh, my goodness. But he's been on different, you know, people see the potential there. Brandon, again, you can potentially – there was rumor about somebody making a deal in Arizona for Tennessee, and I was like, how can Tennessee do it? Deal with, again, to make a move up to make a quarterback when they did the same thing last year. That would be cool. Foolish, but here we are. You're trying to recover from a mistake. Here's what I say. Brandon, if that is what he gets, the temperature in the room, that Arizona takes a defensive guy, right, at pick three, whether it be Jalen Carter or Will Anderson. I'll put both those things out there. They're the two best guys, defensive guys, in the top 10, right? I would say, Brandon, if he knows that's going to happen, then he should be asking whoever called to split his pick so he can trade down. Maybe Seattle wants to move up. Maybe Seattle wants to move up.
This mock has Will Levis going to seven to the Raiders.
I wouldn't lose my mind about that. Let you know what I'm saying? Maybe he knows, the Evil Empire knows a little bit more something about Will Levis. Maybe they got a lot more time to develop Will Levis, man. The Colts kind of want to jump. Colts have a running back that's ready to run tomorrow. The Colts' offensive line, once it's, we hope, 100% healthy, is ready to block and run, you know what I'm saying, for this tomorrow. The Colts is not necessarily running, the fan base anyway, is ready for Will Levis to kind of trot out there and, you know, oh, man, it looked good against, we tied a couple strings together, man, it looked great. No, man, Anthony Richardson, it can look dynamic, but again, Brandon, you talking about something that's got to be developed, man. And that's a different conversation that you got to have with your fan base. So,
can I ask you a hypothetical?
But from a drafting standpoint, again, I think you can get those names a little bit further down. And you can also probably get the coach. Brandon, we're also dancing around. I'm dancing around the other problem. The Colts need more offensive weapons, tight end. They do. They really need another. I was praising the offensive line, but they really need another offensive tackle. They do.
Uh-huh.
A starting left tackle for damn sure. So think about if everything kind of like you said goes to play, Brandon, pick four might be – do you want it? Because, like, you don't want to pick those guys at pick four.
Is there a chance? Because I heard this on NFL radio, Sirius XM, the other day. Is there a chance that the Houston Texans look at this draft and they say, you know what? The quarterback crew for next year looks a little bit better than this. We like it better next year than this year. Let's pass on a quarterback. Is there a chance Stroud or Young could drop to the Colts at four if the Texans say, you know what? Let's just pick on another player, maybe Will Anderson at defense, and then let's tank again and get a good quarterback next year's thing. Is it possible?
Nah, I don't think that's the case, man. I I'd imagine if they really, if Texas really had wanted the number one overall, they probably would have parlayed pick 2 and pick 12 to move up to number one. But then again, if you have both these quarterbacks, Stroud and Young, a 1A and 1B, as most people have on their draft boards, man, I think they're fine with picking.
If you're the Colts, you cannot be comfortable. Even if, say, the Texans go Will Anderson and Bryce Young or Stroud is there, the Colts can't be comfortable because you got to guarantee how many teams are probably going to be calling Arizona to say, what do we need to get this pick right now, even while they're on the clock.
You okay, man, but, you know, well, Arizona's not going to trade with Seattle, right? So Detroit, they might.
The Raiders, they could. The Falcons, they could, even though they have Ritter.
Yeah, but you're not worried about it. You're not necessarily, if nobody's in your division is going to do it, make a deal with them. Don't worry about it, I would say, Brandon. Will Levis talent, Anthony Richardson talent down the road. Next year, you're right. You're absolutely right. Everybody does. This is what Chris Ballard knows. This is why he's not losing his mind about pick 4. Hopefully he's telling – And then the owner told Jim Irsay, told everybody here in the Southern City that I'm not losing my mind about Lamar Jackson. So I think they're gonna make the best business decision, whether that's trade down or probably picking the best player that's there. Guess, Brandon, if Will Anderson's the best player, ain't edge rusher kind of a problem for the Colts too? And then you address quarterback and.
Yeah.
I said, maybe you take Will Anderson, the edge rusher from Alabama, at pick 4, and maybe you address quarterback.
The city will burn down. As much as they've talked about quarterback.
But Hendon Hooker will be there. Hendon Hooker will be there in the second round. My guy, Matt Goodwin, will be there. He'll be in the third round.
That's not what they want, John. Not what they want.
They didn't want to win, too.
Packers. Still sitting steady, holding Aaron Rodgers. They want a second-round pick this year's draft and a first-round pick in next year's draft from the Jets for Aaron Rodgers.
Why don't they just trade Zach Wilson, too? I don't understand. I don't understand why this is being held up. The Jets said they wanted to do a deal. Aaron Rodgers went on Jeopardy and said he wanted to do a deal. They made it all open, lovey-dovey. Now everybody got cold feet when it's time to, like, put the ring on the finger.
Yeah. Except for Aaron. Everybody but Aaron.
Everybody but Aaron, man. Hey, man. Green Bay is like, we're rolling with love out here. If that don't work, you know, guess what? We're gonna suck so bad that we're gonna be in another spot to pick a good quarterback from the collegiate ranking. If love doesn't work, so what is the Jets waiting on Christian?
I don't know. Just to give fans a little bit of an insight, DraftKings Sportsbook has prop bets right now for draft positions for certain players. Anthony Richardson, the over-under is 4.5 for the draft position. It's minus 130 for him to be under 4.5, which means Vegas believes that Anthony Richardson will be a Colt at pick 4. Will Levis is a draft. Will Levis is a favorite to go over 6.5.
Really?
So right now Vegas is saying Anthony Richardson for the Colts.
Will Levis' talent level and potential talent level, well, we know Chicago's not going to take him at pick 9, right? We know Chicago's not going to take him at pick 9. Maybe Atlanta takes him, but I think Atlanta probably plugs up their defense, and if Nolan Smith is there, they take Nolan Smith. But, again, it's Atlanta. They might do something kooky. It'd be a stretch to take what's the kid's name from Ohio State? I think he's probably the best wideout in this draft. But Atlanta needs a draft quarterback. the Raiders need to draft quarterback.
The one draft prospect got hurt. He was in a car wreck.
Oh my goodness, man. I could see. I don't know, man. I could see somebody. The only thing I could see moving up, maybe, like I said, would be Seattle.
Yep. And they have a draft bet of who would be drafted quick. Who would be drafted first, Anthony Richardson or Will Levis? Anthony Richardson is the heavy, heavy favorite at minus 200.
I wonder who is the surprise. Like, hey, man, nobody kind of will see this coming. If you ask me that, I'm going to say Washington. Because, again, man, they're picking around pick 16.
Uh-huh.
You know, what they got to lose? What they got to lose is they pick, you know what I'm saying, try to move up and try to get in the top five and give away their first and then their third round. I think they don't have a second round because they got four by the Colts on that.
You keep talking about Hendon Hooker. What about the Colts go out and getting your boy Stetson Bennett?
Stetson Bennett?
Let me ask you this, and I want you to be real with me. And I know you've kind of limited your fandom with the Colts as of the last few years.
Yeah.
Be honest with me, and I've asked Colts fans this, and they won't answer it truthfully, and they wouldn't. This won't.
Uh-oh.
Do you really trust? Can you really go out there and trust any of these three or top four quarterbacks, five quarterbacks, to lead your team? I don't see it.
For next year?
For the future. None of them.
Are we really?
Zero.
I know I made a joke a couple weeks ago when we had the
This will be the weakest quarterback class in the history of the NFL. You watch.
You don't really, are you definitely
another hot take.
Are you that disappointed that C.J. Stroud didn't beat Michigan because all his other games are pretty good?
No, I'm not.
I'm the one that points that out because that's the truth. And we all know Jim Harbaugh runs a pretty damn good defense. He does. And C.J. Stroud was befuddled by it. Befuddled. Hey, man, there's a lot of tape. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that can implement, you know, say copycat what Michigan does any given Sunday. So, again, that's the question mark with me. Bryce Young, like, he wasn't a small guy when he was winning national championship. Nobody said that. Nobody said he was an itty-bitty guy, Ant-Man. Nobody said that.
No.
Now, all of a sudden, he's getting ready to make a jump, and now, all of a sudden, he shouldn't have never been playing for Alabama.
No. I'm just saying – I don't trust any of these four quarterbacks to lead my franchise into the future. I'm sorry. I just don't. I would rather take a chance on next year's draft class
quarterback
instead of this year's. Let's be honest. Colts fans, you got to be honest with yourselves. You can't go out there this year and think that you got a great chance. At this point, and I'm not – are you better off with Gardner Minshew? Are you better off with Minshew this year?
Ooh. Don't say that, man. Those are hurtful things, man.
I have to put it out there. I have
things.
To ask it.
Nobody likes that, to hear that.
I know. Let the hate mail start. I just.
It puts you like it was. How many games did that put you in? Six game win? Another 6-7 win team? Maybe.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go through that again, man.
Before the draft, Vegas already has the Colts at 6.5. So, what are you giving up?
Gardner Minshew.
But do you trust any of these quarterbacks? You still didn't answer my question. Can you really trust any of these four quarterbacks?
I would be if I was picking number one. I would be feeling pretty good. Really
That's
would.
The only way I feel like the Colts would get cold feet and don't feel like they can do anything with this class of quarterbacks, that they would go out and, even though they said they're not, they would kick the tires and get Lamar Jackson. That's the only way, is if they get gun shy and say, you know what, Chris goes, God damn, I don't think any of these guys are going to pan out. I don't think they're going to pan out. I think
much.
Our best option right now is
But the Ravens, you want Lamar out of the division. The Ravens want too much for Lamar.
Well, then Vegas odds, John, DraftKings Vegas odds right now say if not Baltimore Ravens, for which team will Lamar Jackson take his next snap next year? The heavy favorite is the Indianapolis Colts.
To get Lamar Jackson?
Yeah. So it goes Colts, Falcons, Commanders. So I look at these quarterbacks. Could it be Bryce Young? Could it be C.J. Stroud for a Colts? And you'd be like, okay, possibly. They could have a okay career if you're looking for just okay. Anthony Richardson. I keep coming back to him at Florida. We saw what he did at Florida. All right. What we've seen on tape, what we've seen at the combine, all that, that's no defense, right? We're going to be bigger and faster guys on the field now. I just think Colts fans are going to be disappointed with that. And I think Will Levis has got the arm.
Yeah. The accuracy is not there, man.
It's not. So I don't know, John.
He probably fits Shane Sykes and most recent, you know what I'm saying, what he's kind of, you know what I mean, the kind of athlete and kind of core mobile quarterback that he's used to. But understand that comparing this kid to Jalen Hurts, it's like, nah, kid, you'd have to go back to school again, like, you know what I'm saying, to finish your 2 years left. You know what I'm saying? This kid has a lot of wiggle as far as his mobility is concerned, and has a lot of wiggle as far as, like, extending the play is concerned. It's that the accuracy is not there. And, again, Florida, it's a down year. Well, a part of that reason, Brandon, and you correct me if I'm wrong, a part of the reason why the Florida year past year was down is because of him. I don't want to hear, well, XYZ is not here and the coach didn't do. No, Florida is a – listen, they are what they are. They keep them coming. In 1 year, out the next. Of NBA, NFL, high-level football players. He's one of them. And they had a lackluster year because of him.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. So with that being said, how's that supposed to get better? It can be if it, you know, if it's on a clipboard and it's learning and it's adjusting, it's learning the speed of the game because, like, you're asking that kid to, like, level up. Right now, and, like, they didn't even win the SEC. They weren't in the top four of the SEC.
Yeah. Listen, man, you're preaching at the choir.
Back in the day, Brandon, yep, that's what we, okay, draft him, and he'll sit for 2 years, and then we'll bring him out. But the coach, we don't remember, how far are we back from that? We don't do that anymore. Quarterback is out there. Zach Wilson was out there, feast or famine. Get out! Oh man, he can't throw no more. Oh my goodness, get the backup out here. But the rookie, like, you know what I'm saying, we're guiding rookies through this. It's not anymore. That doesn't happen anymore. Get him out there. And that's what happened now. So I'll just be cautious of that.
Okay. Let me ask you this. So I've got somebody, I got one of my buddies commented. If he doesn't win it this year, I think he loses in the finals against Giannis. But I may have to pick Phoenix. He tried to mush my pick, but I don't see it for KD. I really don't. And I don't see it for the Colts. You can call me bitter old man this week, but I feel like I'm having premonitions lately, and I'm seeing the board clearly, I feel. So we'll see what happens with that moving forward. What else you got, John? You got anything?
Nah, man, all I had this evening, man, was really...
Hey, shout out to Fever.
Oh, man, dude, they got a star.
Two of them.
I'm just talking about, well, no, Berger from Indiana. I don't want to say that too, man, because he's a hooper as well,
yeah.
Man. And they need a must-down a little bit. But, like, Leah Boston, is already on Good Morning America. She was on Good Morning America yesterday.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? She killed an interview with, I listened to like early in the morning with Jake Query.
Yep.
And here at 10-7, she killed that one.
It was a freshman game show.
Right. And then she went and did Good Morning America, man, and which is crazy. Here's what I got away from it, man. And I know me and Brandon don't talk a whole hell of a lot about women's basketball, but we talk about women's basketball more than probably any other podcast, right? Here's what I'll say about this, man. What she was saying did not sound like a slogan, did not sound like – it sounded like she's ready to come in and play basketball. The her style of basketball, which is interior, you know what I'm saying, crashing the boards and being, you know what I'm saying, a presence in the center. And she wasn't really saying, like, I'm not being cocky, but wasn't really saying she's here to acquiesce to anybody, any other veteran. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
The Fever won a championship how many moves ago, and, like, the culture of winning hasn't necessarily been around since. So at least you have that kind of going for you when you have, like, again, you got it. Hey, Indiana, you got a superstar media person. They ABC loves her. They love her, dude. And, like I said, local media was eating it up because she was hitting all kind of – like they querying them, thought they could get her, man. It's like, nah, dude. Like, I think she's definitely a slam dunk right there to having her number one overall. But I really hope the community embraces her, and I hope, you know what I'm saying, I wish nothing but the best for her. And, like, you know what I'm saying, the Fever, you know what I'm saying, win some games, and we're talking more like about Fever going into a postseason.
I agree. I want them to tank one more year so they can get either Caitlin Clark or Paige Berger from UConn. Do whatever you got to do to get
God.
It. Today, John, in the history of sports, which I need to start doing that every show, a little history, because what we're here to educate and entertain. Is that what Jake Query says on his show? Educate and entertain. So we need to start educating our fans, our loyal listeners. Today, Wednesday, April 12th, in the history of sports, in 1877, John, a catcher's mask was used for the first time in a baseball game by James Alexander Tigan. And then also in 2004, Barry Bonds hit his 660th home run to tie Willie Mays. 2004, Barry Bonds. What's your thoughts on baseball so far, real quick? Rays are undefeated, and they still don't have anybody going to their games, which is baffling to me. About to be 11-0, nobody goes to their games. The quick pitch is crazy because we're getting people getting called balls and outs and all this during the games, and it's wild. But even though it makes the games a hell of a lot more enjoyable to watch, so I do like that. My Reds are almost dead, but not completely dead. And yeah, it's baseball season. Long way to go, but it's looking good so far from what I've seen.
Right, yeah, absolutely, man. It's a long way to go. I think some of the power teams have yet to, like, officially kind of wake up. It's gonna be real odd if Tampa Bay kind of runs away with this and their fan base kind of like finally wakes up in its mid season. But we all know there's 100 plus X amount of games left, so the Tampa Bay win streak could easily go south, man. But I hope it doesn't, man. You know what I mean? I hope it doesn't, man. Brandon, Midwest Baseball, Cincinnati, let's pray for them.
Trouble.
The Cubs, let's pray for them. Cleveland, let's pray for them, right? The White Sox, I don't even know where the White Sox are at this year, right now. But I haven't heard too much negativity about – from the fan base, anyway, about – some of the new rules and what they, you know, in the pitch part. I haven't heard anything about that. I think, I'm pretty sure the commercial, you know what I'm saying, the TV people are happy because then they can run X amount, they know they can run X amount of commercials in time. They can charge X amount of commercials in time. So it's just an adjustment that the players offense are going to have to make. So you got to break a couple of eggs.
Perfect. Well, I don't have anything else, John. If you want to thank our sponsors, sorry, we've got some audio. I got to re-download and reassess, put the audio clips for the sponsorships in because it's something messed up on the on the program, so I have to kind of get that reset. So if you want to thank our sponsors, John, and then I'll let you kind of go through and close us out, give you a little spiel and close us.
Oh, absolutely, man. I just want to thank Wise Logistics, Scott K. Nichols, State Farm Insurance, Mavis Custom Motorsports. Man, how can we do Crossroads Sports without them? Man, I can do Crossroads Sports without them. Man, Brandon, get the audio adjusted, man, so we don't have to be doing fumbling over, you know, saying sponsorships, man. But, like, no, man, I want to thank everybody who kind of chimed in as well on the Facebook Live. I know we have some calls coming. This is kind of a little bit of a short show. Not a whole heck of a lot of information, sports anyway, kind of going on right now, right, with the close of the college basketball season, and there's no football right now. There's a lot of we could have talked a little portal, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of portal stuff kind of going on right now. I think Caleb Love actually made it to Michigan. He's going to leave. Yeah. Caleb Love, you know, transfer from North Carolina to Michigan. IU got a couple guys from the portal. I don't necessarily. You're not gonna lose your mind over from where they came from.
The fan base is the fat men wearing the candy stripes around the city of Indianapolis are losing their minds on it.
Nah, man, slow down, man, slow down there in Broad Ripple, man. Anyway, so but like there's some portal guys that just kind of made their way to and around, and then there's some more guys that still kind of like out there with a man with no home. So. And I think the kid from Michigan, Hunter Dickinson, still hasn't selected a team just yet. So all those things will be developing. We'll probably chime in a little bit more about them even next week, man. I haven't been on our socials as I should, man. Obviously, still looking for my dog. Blah 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 blah. Everybody knows this. If you find a black poodle and you know what I'm saying, and it looks like my dog, give me a call. Everybody knows that information, man. But outside of that, man, I want to say thank you to everybody who kind of helped pull that together. And at some point, I'll make an official conversation. It won't be part of Crossroads Sports, but again, thank you to all those people involved. Brandon Reef, we got a special guest next week with Coach Golf Coach Mike Fleck. He's one of our favorite guys, man, to bring on, man. He's been there for 25 years at Boston University, man. So it's gonna be great to deep dive. Again, and not only the world golf with Coach Blake, but also, you know what I'm saying, the world that is Ball State that everybody doesn't necessarily know about. Me and Brandon don't know about it because we're alumni, man. So, again, I hope everybody will kind of join us next week. Outside of that, Brandon, I want to say thanks to everybody for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.